is to tell you about my life. I tend to overthink everything, and Troy gave me enough time to probably do that, but I pared it down best I could. I was born in on August 7th, 1945, to a very loving family. Consisted of my mom, my dad, and an 8-year-old brother. And when I was born, my brother had whooping cough. And so my mom asked the doctor if he thought it was a good idea for me to go home. And of course the doctor said, oh yeah, he's got natural immunity, take him home. Which they did. And so they were a little leery about that because my mom and dad had already lost a pair of twins at birth. So, sure enough, I came down with whooping cough at 2 weeks old. And my mom and dad thought they were going to lose me too. So they were members of the Lutheran Church in our small community, and they took and had me baptized. And I think that was, I didn't know it, but I think that's probably when the seed of God was planted in my heart. Now, what's amazing is that between then and now, I was baptized 2 more times. The second time was when I was a teenager, and that was the time that meant something to me, when it was my decision. And the third time was when we actually had moved to Modesto, and we had joined the First Baptist Church in Modesto, and I could find my 2-week-old baptismal record, but couldn't find my teenage baptismal record. So I guess, true to their names, they wanted to baptize me again. So they did. So anyway, I must have needed it 3 times. My family life, when I didn't realize it, but I was probably about a year old, but my brother then had a joint disorder at the age of about 8. And he was put in a full body cast for over a year. So my mom and dad, through their faith, endured that. And just about the time he was out of the body cast and had to learn to walk all over and everything, I was continuing to grow, and everything in the family from that perspective seemed to be pretty good. And then about when I was 7 years old, people began to notice, hey, Richard don't look too healthy. Is there something wrong with him? And so, you know, my mom and dad took me to the doctor. And I had excessive thirst. I was excessive urination. But in those days, apparently, it wasn't easy to recognize diabetes. And it took them over 6 months before the doctor finally diagnosed me as having type 1 diabetes. And for that 6 months, for a 7-year-old child, I was in terror. I had no idea what was wrong with me. They didn't seem to know what was wrong with me. And one day I asked my mom, am I going to die? Excuse me. And she said, I don't know, but God will take care of you no matter what. And that brought me comfort. So they finally gave me the diagnosis, and it was like, all you gotta do is take this shot every day and you'll be fine. So from there, things progressed. My mom and dad didn't treat me special, like happens in some cases. And I thank them for that. I thank God for that. We moved forward. I was a normal kid, and I never once ever asked God why I had this disease or asked him to cure me or anything else, because it just didn't seem, it didn't seem a problem, an issue. And I remember one time I was feeling sorry for myself. I was probably about 9 years old. And I asked my mom, why I had it. And I was just kind of feeling bad. And she said, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to think about it. She said, it's just a simple little saying. She said, I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. And at 9 years old, that made an impression. And every time I ever felt sorry for myself, that always would come back and stick in my mind. And, you know, my mom and dad were pretty wise people. My mom and dad were very, very active in the YMCA, as were my brother and myself. That was back when YMCA stood for what the letter stood for, Young Men's Christian Association. They were both elected layman and laywoman of the year for their contributions to YMCA. Doesn't even exist anymore in our community. Building was torn down many years ago. The organization's gone, similar to Modesto, which is too bad. When I was there, there was always a little saying above our club room door, and it said, I'm third, and that was kind of our motto. And we would say that, and people would say, what does that mean? And I said, you know, it means God first, family another second, and I'm third. And that was a principle that I lived by through my childhood and teen years. Both myself and my dear wife were both active in Christian youth fellowship group at the Christian church that we were members of at that time. Always went to, mom and dad always saw, went to Sunday school, even though mom and dad may not have always made it to church. That's fairly common. We all understand that in this day and age. There's a lot of demands, even back then, on our lives. And but they always kept a strong faith. Then I met, well, I didn't meet Sherry. I met new Sherry for a long time. We basically went through grammar school, high school, and everything else together. But wasn't until after we were in college that we kind of our paths crossed again, and we fell in love, and I married her. And out of that came two wonderful girls. And again, God had to help us through that. I remember coming home from work one day, And there was my little girl, and she had this funny thing between her feet, and it made her look like a little rocking horse on the side. And it was just devastating to me for some reason. But we were thankful because they had discovered that there was a slight deformity in her ankles and that they could correct it while she was a baby and she wouldn't have to, you know, go through it at the age of 4 or 5 years old or whatever. And so, again, our faith brought us through that. You know, so many times that we look at things that happen in our lives and they just like go on by us. And it's not until we become older or we actually take a few moments of quietness and prayer to think about all the things that happen in our lives that are truly blessings from God. And a couple years after we had Dawn, we had her baby sister Tina. And again, our faith was put to the test because we almost didn't bring her home from the hospital. And today, she's a very strong, healthy, vibrant young lady. So God again had blessed us. These things that happen like that, when you look back on them, make it real easy to say why I trust in God. As the girls grew and all the busy activities in life, as a lot of families, we tended to drift away from our direct involvement in church. And we were on the road just about every weekend going to softball tournaments. Both the girls were not just softball players, they were professional softball players. Dawn and Tina both were on fast pitch travel teams, and we would travel to tournaments virtually every weekend from early spring to late fall. And through the winter months, there was practices. Constant practices. The girls would get off out of school, Sherry'd get off work, I'd get off work, we'd hop in the van, I'd wire the light in the van, I'd sit in the back, and we would do homework. I would help them with their homework. We'd do homework because we'd have to drive up to Lodi or Stockton or wherever they happened to have the practice building at, and they would practice and practice. And you know what? With all that, God was always there with us. At all the games, God was always there with us. You know, never once were the prayers for let our team win. The prayers were for when they win, when they lose, the difficulties they had, may they learn from these events, and may God always be gracious with them. And so even a minister that we had at one of our churches one time, somebody asked him, you run over to San Francisco to the Giants game on Sunday, shouldn't you be in church preaching? And he said, it's okay, I take God with me. So, you know, even though there are times in our lives when we may not be as active as we should be or could be, God has not left us. The next thing that kind of happened in our lives was, you know, an answer to a father's prayer. Our girls were getting to the age where we were hoping they would get married, and God again blessed us by giving our daughters two very nice, loving son-in-laws. And a father couldn't ask for more than that because, excuse me, that's what you want, is somebody that will love your children as much as you do. And we've been blessed to find that. And just recently, well, then we were blessed with Kaya. Everybody here, I'm sure, knows Kaya. And that's a true blessing to all of our families. Then recently, Kaya's daddy had some difficulties. He'd been sick, and Sherry and I prayed constantly for him, and he's here today, came to hear me give my testimony, and he's doing very well. He's recovered from about three different things that hit him, bang, 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 and it's been a real challenge for him, and we've done a lot of praying for him, and I know it has helped. I pray constantly for Sherry, and I pray for her mom. Sherry has her hands full right now with her mom, who's 88 years old and has severe Alzheimer's, and that is a very debilitating disease, and it's as tough on the person that has it. It's even tougher, I think, on the caregiver. And so my prayers are always with Sherry. My trust in God keeps me moving through this life because we are always faced with challenges. And without the Lord to help us, it would be really, really tough. When it comes to trusting in God, it must come from the heart and not from our mind. The heart needs to keep the mind busy. The mind without the heart is an evil place. We so many times think that, you know, we need to, you know, think about this, do that, something else. But it's our heart has to tell our mind how we feel. I'm a very scientific person, educated in science, educated in engineering, and I gotta tell you, if I just let my mind guide me, it could become very difficult to believe in God. So therefore, we must listen to our heart and let our heart tell our mind what we should believe in. It's tough to remember. And I myself have to remind myself to remember it. But there's a little thing, it's from the Bible. It says, worry about nothing, pray about everything. And that's the way I try to lead my life. And that's why I trust in the Lord. Thank you.